Definitely our funders, our very first, bless their heart. Initially, pre-COVID, we have a location in Southeast Baltimore called Hip Laundromat, where we received a grant from the Department of Planning from the City of Baltimore to host a census event to connect folks and do census completion. We were already doing that at our Wally sites, doing some workshops, sharing resources in English and Spanish around the census. And we had this plan to do a free laundry event, community kickoff event. The laptops would be available to complete the census. We were going to do like giveaways if you did it at the laundromat, food trucks, all of that. And then COVID happened and we were like, well, we can't do any of that. But the census is still super important. People still need access to digital tools. And so we came back to the Department of Planning and asked them about ConnectEd. We were like, can we just provide folks with technology directly, provide census materials directly? And can we use the grant for that? And they're like, sure, let's see how that goes. And so like, they were the first ones to be like, try it out and see what happens. And other funders like the Truist Charitable Foundation, the Annie E. Casey Fund. We got corporate sponsorships from our Wally partners, like AmeriGroup, who believed in our work. So it really was like a team effort to get this out. We also had a bunch of non-traditional partners, like Community Gardens in Baltimore City. We partnered with two local community gardens, and we're able to distribute around 40 laptops through their own food distribution system. So that was really cool. We never really talked with community gardens before this. Our other partners, like the laundromat managers who first helped us identify like laundromat customers or even themselves that were in need of digital access and tools, and sort of spearheaded our community outreach strategy, as well as like our resource packet partners. I didn't put a lot of these resources together myself. I was just like, hey, do you have a program? Hey, do you have a flyer? Do you have an app? And groups like the Enoch Prattfield Library, like the Cash Campaign of Maryland, like Volo Kids Foundation, all were like, here are resources, here are virtual programs, here are apps, and they're all free. And so they were really helpful in helping me sort of figure out what was going on in the city that was local, accessible, and that a lot of people maybe didn't know about. So that was really awesome of them to share that. And just a bunch of other great people, individual community leaders who were like, you know, I signed up to register for a laptop, but there are 8 neighbors on my block that also need laptops. Can you deliver them all in one day and we can distribute them together? And I was like, that works for me. That's perfect. And so all these, you know, groups and people that were like, I see a need, my community has a need. Can we like work together? And that wouldn't have been possible without like those individuals who spoke up and said something. So all these different pockets of people in our network really made this happen.